I'm just going to pray today. The Lord is, we're going to be talking about, let's crown the Lord with so many crowns. Wow. He deserves all our glory and praises. So we're going to just pray. Father, Lord God Almighty, I'm just a vessel and I trust my life into your hands. I trust my vocal cord into your hands, oh God. That, Lord, you will do what only you can do in our midst today. I commit myself to you that, Lord, you will help me, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. That which you have ordained before the foundation of the world that you want to do today, Lord, I permit you, I allow you, Holy Spirit, take preeminence, take it over yourself in the name of Jesus, oh God. Just minister to us by your Spirit in the name of Jesus, oh God. And every single one, oh God, of us, oh God, will not be left unattended to, because at your presence there is fullness of joy, and at your presence there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Father, we thank you because you are rubbing on us, oh God. Your sweet fragrance, oh God, is rubbing on each and every one of us, and we are being changed even as we behold your face, oh God. Your word is changing us, is having a free course in us unhindered. The entrance of your word giveth life unto the simple. Lord, we receive your word, your engrafted word that is able to save our souls in the name of Jesus. And from a child we have known the Holy Scripture that is able to save us. Father, we thank and give us inheritance among them that are sanctified. Be thou exalted, Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' powerful name, I have prayed. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate you from family for being here, for clearing your schedule and be part of what the Lord is doing in our midst. Amen. So I'm going to, first of all, recap a little bit of what our Father in the Lord has been teaching us regarding the keys, regarding the kingdom. The kingdom series is so powerful, it's so mighty, and that's where we're going to be drawing from. The capture is actually taken from part of this. The inspiration came from this teaching, the keys, the kingdom series. And one of the keys of the kingdom is praises. So we're going to explore that one. We're going to employ the key of praises. So we're going to be praising God. But before then, I'm just going to quickly have a little overview of the kingdom series that the Yato has been teaching us. And it's really been so wonderful. I'm really blessed. I'm really excited, and I'm thanking God for what God is doing in our midst. So the Lord had a plan. He said heavens of heavens is his, and the kingdom and the earth he gave to we his children, right? So that is his plan. He said, okay, I'm going to be the owner of heaven, but the earth I'm going to create and put my children there. So that's his plan, right? Okay. So, but he did that. He made Adam, put him in his garden to till the garden. That was from the beginning. But what happened? Adam made a mistake. Adam sinned. And because God is holy, he cannot behold sin. They were being driven out of the garden. But before then, he clothed them, he left them, then they went. But remember, in Genesis chapter number 1, verse 28, after he has made a man in his own image and after his likeness, he blessed us. That's where we're going to start from. We have already been blessed. Even ever before we were born, the Lord Almighty himself gave birth to us by his Spirit. So we go to Genesis and in chapter number 1, verse 28. It did say that, the Bible says, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. That is it. So ever before we were born, ever before we were made, the Lord had this plan and he was blessed us. And he said, we are blessed and we remain blessed because the word of his mouth will not go out. He will do exactly what he has done. So that is it. So we were blessed. Adam was blessed and Adam was empowered. Adam had the glory of God upon him. Adam called everything God made, whatever name that Adam called them, that was exact what those things were. We say, this is a lion, it remained as a lion. This is a tiger, it remained as a tiger. Because it had that glory of the Almighty God upon him. But when they sinned, they lost that glory, unfortunately. But that was not the end of the story, because thank God, it's always end in praise with God. Things are always ending praise with him. Right, okay. So, he then, because he loved man, he loved human beings. That was why he had us in his mind. His mind is full of us. He said, okay, well, that was it. He drove them out of the garden, quite all right, put the cherubims at the entrance of the garden to watch the garden. Then they were toiling and toiling. But thanks be to God, even in Genesis chapter number 3, verse 15, that was where he ordained, that was where the first declaration of what he was going to do. And indeed, he did it. And in verse 15, he said, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And that was where the work of redemption was declared, how the seed of the woman was going to bruise the head of the seed of the serpent. And that was what was done on the cross of Calvary, when the seed of the woman bruised the head of the seed of the serpent. And now, access was given. The temple curtain was rented, hallelujah, into twain. He said, come boldly to the throne of grace. He now gave us access to his kingdom. So that is when we now came, as many of us that have received the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord of our lives, we have been given this access into the kingdom of the Most High God. So we are now his kingdom. And this kingdom has got a king. Hallelujah. This kingdom has got a king. For every kingdom, there must be a king. And who is the king of this kingdom? No one else but the eternal king himself, the Lord God Almighty, the mighty God who created heaven and the earth and the things that they are in. That is the king of our kingdom. So, welcome to the kingdom of the Most High God. Enjoy it, because you are now a child of the kingdom by the virtue of your belief in the finished work of the Most High God, by the virtue of the fact that you have repented of your sins, you have accepted the Lord as your Lord and Savior, you have been beckoned in and you have touched the scepter of righteousness, you are in the kingdom of the Most High God. That is where you operate from. That is where you are. Hallelujah. This is a glorious thing. And we thank God for this privilege. It is an honor and privilege to be a child of the kingdom of the Most High God, the kingdom that supersedes all kingdoms, the kingdom of the Almighty God that created heaven and the earth. Even though our naked eyes cannot see him, but that's where you operate from. That's where you belong. That is where you are. He is the Father, is our Father, is the King of our kingdom, and we are the children of the kingdom. And so in this kingdom, there is peace, there is joy, there is abundance, there is love, there's serenity in the kingdom of the Most High God. Nothing that defies is in that kingdom. Everything there is peaceful. That's where we are. That's where we are living. In him we live, we move, we have our being. We live in Christ. We move in him. It is we are living in that kingdom. And that was why he said, you are not of this world. Though we are in this world, but we are not of this world. That is why you can now understand why he said so. Where are we from then? It's because we are in that kingdom of God. That's why you say you are just in this kingdom as a pilgrim, as a stranger, as somebody who has just gone to the marketplace to do all the transactions, buy whatever you've gone there to sell, or you've gone there to buy something. But that is not where you live. You just do that transaction and you come back home. That's exactly what it is. So that is a picture, that's an understanding we should have of where we are, of where we are operating from, of where we are dwelling. We are dwelling in that kingdom. So, and he's a kingdom, he's our kingdom father, he's a king of our kingdom. And one thing that Daddy said that was so profound, it was the fact that the kings of this earth, they make the subject, the people that they govern, they rule over them, they subdue them. But this king of our kingdom, this our dear king of the King of Kings, has made the subject, we his children, kings as well. Oh my God. He has made us kings unto himself. He has made us prince unto himself. And therefore we shall rule and reign. Let's go there. Revelation chapter number 5. He has made us to our king, our God, kings and prince, and we shall rule, shall reign on the earth. On the earth, he has made us to our God, priests and kings, and we shall reign on the earth, on the earth, on the earth. That's in Revelation chapter number 5 and in verse 10. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on this earth. So we are kings, and as a king, we are going to cast our golden crowns, because a king has to have a crown. So we're going to cast our golden crowns before the Lord God Almighty. The 24 elders are already doing it. They already cast, they are continually casting their golden crowns before this majestic king of our father, which is our father. They are crowning him day by day, second by second, bowing down to him, worshiping him, because he's the Elohim above all the Elohim. He's the creator of the whole universe that said, let there be, and there is. He's such a great God, the great God above all the gods. He's the one that is that inhabit eternity. Beside him, there is no God. He's so great that the great call him great. Hallelujah. So all the 24 elders, day and night, they cast their golden crowns before the Lord, this majestic king that we have. And what a privilege that we are now the children of this kingdom. People are now have this great God. My God, this great majestic king as our God, as our father, as our all in all. Worthy, is worthy of our praise indeed. Is the one, the Lamb that sitteth upon the throne. In that Revelation chapter number 5, by the way, it's so powerful that if you look at how many words of thrones are there, my goodness, thrones, and they bow down to him, and the worthy, worthy is the Lamb, verse 4. And you know, oh my goodness, when God opened the eyes of John in the Isle of Patmos, when he was being persecuted, he was thrown in there because nothing could kill him. Literally, they threw him into the red oil. He couldn't be born because he carried God. He carried divinity. They couldn't do anything to him. And they said, you know what? Let's throw him to a dungeon so that the wild beast can kill him. And that was when God took him and revealed the book of Revelation to him. And in book of Revelation chapter number 5 verse 1, and he said, I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. Verse 2. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in health, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. Verse 4. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, had prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. Hallelujah. The Lion of the tribe of Judah prevailed. He prevailed once and for all through the eternal spirit to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And that was it. It was in that book the title deed was written. Everything that was there was going to go through, the suffering and everything was written there. And there was no one that was worthy to set us free. No one. The Lord couldn't do it. The prophet couldn't do it. But the Lion of the tribe of Judah did it. And he said, hear ye him. And we'll go back in there. And so that was why when he did this, he now made us prince and kings unto himself. He gave us access that now I paid the title deed. I paid the guilt. I paid the condemnation. I paid for your sins. I paid everything that was contrary to you. I paid it with my life. Now I'm giving you the access to my kingdom. My goodness. Now we have the access to the kingdom of God. That is where we are living. That is where. So whatever it is that is transpiring on this earth, we have overcome it. Because whatever is born of God overcome the world. So now, the Lord now said, okay, now that you have come into my kingdom, you take over the earth, but communicate the earth with heaven. Give the tribute back to me. Send everything back to me. Don't take the glory. That's why we are singing, he deserves all the glory. He deserves all the honor. He's worthy of our worship because he paid it all. It is whoever that pays, I mean, if somebody pays for a penalty, is he not the one that you're going to be give your allegiance to? He is, because he paid it all. So he deserves all our worship and our praises forever and ever. So he called us into the kingdom, not to sit down though, but to be responsible children, to be a partaker of the divine, he has given us the divine nature, right? But to be partaker of his work, to walk with him, to labor with him, right? To take his burden upon our souls. He said, come, lean of me, for I'm meek and lowly. Learn of me, see what I'm doing, and do the same one. And so he gave us ordinances. Daddy talked about it. It was ordinances of what it is, how his kingdom has to be governed, how what he wants us to do, how we have to comport ourselves in the kingdom. And that's where the Lord is using Daddy to teach us all these things, so that we understand the total perspective of what God has called us into. We have the total picture, the holistic picture of what we have, and we're not going to trivialize it, because we are the children of the kingdom above all the kingdoms of this earth, the kingdom that surpasses them all. That is the kingdom that we belong to, the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why we are glad, we are rejoicing. It's a privilege, it is an honor to be called the child of the Most High God. It is not anything to be taken lightly. It's not because we are bragging. It's just because of the fact that we are appreciating whose we are and who we are. Whose we are, because we are his precious possession. Who we are, the children of the kingdom. And so, the ordinances, what are the keys? When we go to Matthew 16, we realize what he said in Matthew 16. How he said that he has given us the keys of the kingdom. And I saw that it was actually in plural. So many keys, like Daddy said, so many, many keys it was that he gave to us. And I'm so delighted that Daddy talked about this series indeed. And in verse 19, Matthew 16, verse 19 said, I was just back for 18. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys, plural, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We've got the keys. There are many keys, because we are now the children of the kingdom, and because we know his name. Part of one of these keys is the name of Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus? Because it was when John actually revealed, Peter actually revealed the name of Jesus, when he revealed who Jesus is, because that was the question he was asking them. By the way, I'm just going to fast forward again up a little bit. Verse 13 of the same Matthew 16. This is just about the kingdom. We're going to the crowning. We're still going to crown him as the King of Kings. That's where we're going. But this is just alluding to that, and this is just to capture a little bit of recap of what Daddy has said. It is only he has said it. I'm just recapping it, right? So in Matthew 16 verse 13, when Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. Verse 15, he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, I say also unto thee that thou hast Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you, he said, I will, because he hasn't died then. But if you're going to write it again, you say, I have given, because he's already died. Say, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. That is what we are talking about. The keys of the kingdom of heaven has been given unto us by the virtue of the fact that we know who Jesus is, that Jesus is the Lord God Almighty himself. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. This is the authority that the Lord has given unto us in his name. And Daddy was saying something in there as I was listening to the replay. He said, people just shout the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. Yes. It is the authority that is behind that name that we are actually using. That name is powerful in itself, but there must be an understanding that that name has got an authority that even the devil cannot but bow. Oh my God. The devil cannot but bow. The gods cannot but bow to the authority that is in that name. Irrespective of how, it doesn't matter how old you are. As long as you are a child of the kingdom, you have given, you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, you have been forgiven, you have been accepted in the beloved. The authority of the name of Jesus Christ is in your hand to use for his kingdom, for the furtherance of his kingdom, and then give him back the glory. So we know his name, and he has given us the authority to use that name, that whatever it is that we bind here on earth, remain bound in heaven, because we are the children of the Most High God, we are the children of the kingdom. So, and whatever it is that we lose here on earth, remain loose in heaven, because we are the one communicating earth to heaven. Hallelujah. So that's the key. So we're using one of the keys now. And Daddy talked about several keys, by the way. Key, the first key. Several keys. One of them is the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, according to the book of Revelation, chapter number 12, verse 11. Revelation 12, 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies. Revelation 12. And in verse 11, he said, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the dead. We overcame the devil because we have the keys of the kingdom to utilize, to walk in the kingdom. And they, one of the keys is the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood that gave us redemption, the blood that forgave us, the blood that purged our consciences from dead work. So we overcame the devil and all his cohorts by the blood of the Lamb. This is another key that the Lord has given unto us. And by the word of our testimonies. And according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, we see what that blood has done, that blood of eternal redemption, that blood that gave us redemption, that blood that purged our consciences, that blood that cleansed us, that forgave us. Verse 7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. That was what the water blood did for us. And even in Colossians chapter number 1, verse 14, it told us exactly what that blood again did. The blood, the blood of Jesus, the powerful blood, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So the blood of Jesus has washed us clean. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washed me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus has wiped us clean, washed us clean, wiped the slate clean, We wrote the glorious things about us. Bible said that blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. That blood that is speaking mercy instead of judgment, speaking kindness, speaking compassion, speaking blessing. That blood is speaking. There's life in the blood, by the way. It's not only the flow. You know, it's not the red blood cells that we're talking about. That blood is the person of God, of Jesus Christ himself. The blood of Jesus Christ, the blood of cleansing, the blood that wash us clean. That blood is a precious one. So that is another key that we have, and it's a powerful key. The blood of redemption, the blood that pays for our redemption, in whom we have redemption through the blood, through his own blood, hallelujah, even the forgiveness of sins. We have been forgiven. The Lord has forgiven our sins and has, you know, put those sins into the sea of forgetfulness. So no more condemnation. Romans chapter number 8 verse 1. And therefore, there is no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of Spirit in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. That is the blood. That was what exactly the blood has done. That's the key. So that's one of the keys, because he has given us the keys of the kingdom. The kingdom we are dwelling in. The powerful kingdom. We are so grateful for that. And so the word of our testimony, and Adi was saying that, it is not until something happened that we testify. When we do that, we're actually praising God. But whilst we are in the heat of the situation, when that turmoil, when that storm is still raging, when that situation still looks as if, where am I going to turn to? Begin to use the word of God as a key of your testimony. Begin to testify, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I run through. I lean over the wall. The Lord has taught my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Begin to declare the word of God. That is the word of your testimony. So when we do that in the midst of the heat of the situation, we are actually utilizing the key. And God is saying, yes, these are my children. Yes, they are doing the right thing. Because of what benefit is it to have a key and not having access to what is inside the safe? Say you use the key to lock something. And then that thing is being locked, because he said, the Lord himself declared that he's the one that openeth and no man shutteth. He's the one that has the keys of the kingdom himself. But he has not given us that keys. He owns it, right? But he's given us that authority to utilize it. What a privilege. What an honor. Who am I? Who are we? But we have found grace. We have found mercy from the Lord. The king has shown us favor. We have received the king's favor. Like Esther. Esther received the king's favor. He stretched forth the king Ahasuerus, stretched forth the scepter of righteousness to her, which actually typified the king of glory. Right. That king actually typified Jesus, to say Jesus is the one stretching forth his scepter. Ask of me, whatever you want to do, whatever part of my kingdom, I give it to you. And exactly what Jesus Christ said. So we can typify that to say, okay, King Ahasuerus can typify Jesus. He too said, ask of me whatsoever, and I will give you. Whatever you ask in my name, I will give it. And that was what the King Ahasuerus said to Esther. Ask me, because he stretched forth the scepter unto you. We are not to die again. Nobody could see the king and live, but now we can see. We are dwelling. The King of Kings is dwelling inside of us. He has made our heart his temple. He has made our body his temple. It dwells inside of us. Mortality carries divinity. We carry God everywhere we go. So God is living inside of us. He's actually the one using my vocal cord speaking. So it's in him we live, we move, we have our being. He dwells inside of us. He dwells inside of you, all his children universally. Wherever we are, he's inside of us. He's so mighty. And yet he's one. Oh my God. He's on his throne as we speak now. And he's inside of you as we're sitting there. He's inside of me as I'm sitting here, right? He is such a great God, the great God above all gods. He's great and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. That is the kingdom of our kingdom. So we thank God for that keys. So many keys he's giving us, the word of our testimonies. We thank God for that. I'm how to utilize this word, even in the midst of the heat. We thank God, and you know, it gave us another key of praises. Praises, oh my God. Praise is comely unto our God. Praise is good on you. Praise is good. Praising God Almighty. And that's why we are now going, that's where the capture comes from. We want to crown the Lord as the King of Kings and as the Lord of Lords. He's got so many crowns. He's got so many names. So for every name, we're going to crown him. Give us, what about the keys of understanding the word of God? The keys of the knowledge of God. He's giving us so many keys. And it is for us to listen to those teaching again and utilize every keys that the Lord Almighty has given unto you. We are not going to leave any stone unturned because of what it is that we'll get to heaven and say, should be this, look at what I've given you. Why do you not utilize this? How are we going to feel? The only regret that will be in heaven is that people will now realize that, I wish I do more. I wish I do more for the Lord. Because let's be honest, all that we needed for life and godliness, the Bible says God has given us everything that pertained to life and godliness. He has never kept anything away from us. It is now for you and me to utilize all that the Lord has made available in this kingdom that we are living in. As you are sitting there, you are in heaven. We are in the kingdom of God. With our medulla oblongata, our brain, we might not be able to comprehend it. Believe you me. And that's where we struggle. How could you say, Joy, how could you say that as I am sitting in my bedroom, I am in heaven? Yes, you are. That is the word of God. Because you are a spirit being. We are tricycle being, spirit, soul, and body. So your spirit man is as righteous as God is righteous. Your spirit is as righteous as God is righteous. He has given us a gift of righteousness. So that is, when God is looking at you and me, he's not looking at what you've done or what you have not done. He's looking at his righteousness in your life. That's, you know, I'm seeing my children, and my children are righteous because I have given them the righteous gown. That was what he said to Joshua. Joshua, take away the filthy garment from Joshua and clothe her with mithril, clothe her with the garment of righteousness. So they removed the filthy garment. Let's go there. They removed the filthy garment and they gave him a garment of righteousness. Oh, thank you, Lord God Almighty. The filthy garment of your life has been taken away. The filthy garment of my life has been taken away. And the Lord has clothed us with the garment of righteousness. And we are not to be condemned anymore. I said, no more condemnation for you because the filthiness of your life and the filthiness of my life has been taken by the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse 21, he that knew no sin. 2 Corinthians 5, 21, say, he that knew no sin became sin for us that we can become the righteousness of God. He knew no sin. He has not committed sin. That was why he was a lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. He was that was worthy to take the to take the book and to lose the seven seals thereof, because no man could do it, because all men are sinned. No angel could do it; they could not come and set us free. No law could do it; no prophet could do it. So he had to come. He that knew no sin became sin, so that we can become his righteousness. So he took our place, and we took his place. That was the cross for you, the cross of exchange. My filthiness was taken; your filthiness was taken. His righteousness was given. His righteousness was given to each and every one of us. That was the place of the cross, a place of exchange. So he has taken all our blames and shame and reproach, took it away, and gave us his own peace, righteousness, blessing. So curse has been taken away. That was why he said in Ezekiel chapter number 18, verse 3, he says, as I live, so says the Lord, let none of this parable be said again. Let's go there. As I live, the Lord was swearing by himself because he could not swear by any greater. He said, as he lives, let not this proverb be declared again in Israel. Ezekiel 18 and in verse 3. Let not this proverb live, says the Lord God. Ye shall not have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. So whatever it is that the fathers has eaten, me the children cannot, our teeth cannot be. Verse 2, he said, what's meaning? Okay, let me go to 1. The word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, what mean ye that ye use this parable, this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, the fathers have eaten the sour grapes, and the children's seats are set on edge. Then God is talking, and the Lord is swearing by himself. As I live, says the Lord God Almighty. As I live, says the Lord God, ye shall not have occasion anymore to use this proverb in Israel in your life and in my life. So no more generational curse. Whatever it is that the fathers has done before we were born, they have used their head to carry it, because we are now in the kingdom of the Most High God. We are now in another generation, the generation of Jesus Christ. And this one begat us, and this one begat us, and Jesus Christ begat us. We have been begotten, we are the begotten of the Father. He is the first begotten, remember? And now we are second, third, fourth, only no God knows your number and my number. That doesn't matter. Whatever number you are. But he is the first begotten, and we are second, third, fourth, and millions of us that are born again now. So we are his own generation. And so no more generational curse. So we have to, the word of God, Bible say, we will know the truth, and the truth will make us free. You now understand the kingdom that you are operating from, the kingdom that you are dwelling in, the kingdom of prosperity, because there's abundance in the kingdom of God. There's joy in the kingdom of God. No more lack and limitation. Walk tall. Whatever your father has is yours automatically. It is your inheritance. That is said, Matthew 15 and verse 34. There is an inheritance. This is about inheritance, because our father owns something. All the earth and heaven belongs to him. And what he owns is ours to take. Matthew 25 and verse 34. That was powerful. He repeated this verse several in almost all the series. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. What an honor. What a privilege. Ha! Inherit. So there is an inheritance for us. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you and me from the foundation of the world. Shadaha. So no more generational curse. It is a generational blessings. This is an inheritance we have received with thanksgiving. So I'm gonna capture that there. That's enough capture of the kingdom series. It's such a powerful series to realize where we are operating from, to appreciate the Almighty God. And that's why we're going to now crown him with so many crowns, by using one of the keys of praise to tell me, keys of the kingdom, as the key of praise, which is one of the keys of the kingdom, to bless him, to appreciate him, to thank him. Just look at the inheritance. We inherited everything that our father owns. And that's why the fatherhood of this story of the prodigal son, that was why the father was like, what are you talking about? When he was speaking to the elder brother, he said, what are you talking? Have you not been in the house all the while? He said, why can't you just prepare, make me a little kid? Is that what you even deserve? Is it a little kid that you deserve? When your father holds everything, it is high time for us to walk in the consciousness of who we really are. Please, I'm pleading with us to walk in the reality of who our Father is, who we are in Christ. Why do you think God is calling us a chosen generation, a royal priesthood? Let's go there. 1 Peter 2:9. Why is he calling us this? Why did he give us all these names? Why did he give us all these names? It is because he knew what he has done. He knew what he is paid for. He gave us those names because he knew what he called us to do. I'm going to meet sorry about that. I'm just going to meet one of our brothers. He must have done a night duty. So, I could have said a button to meet him there. But anyway, just bear with him. So, where was I? Peter, we're talking about who God called us, how he called us a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. 1 Peter chapter number 2 and in verse 9. He said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's what we're going to do. We are going to show forth his praises because we have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's why we are now being chosen. We have been chosen to be part of his kingdom. We are now a chosen generation of his. So we are his generation now. We are a chosen one. He called all of us different times, at different location to be part of his kingdom. He knew what he put in you. You are not here by accident. You are so precious to the Almighty God. There are no two of you. You are so unique that the things you can do, any other one cannot do it. That is the wisdom of God himself. So you have been chosen. Selected, elected by election. He chose you. You didn't choose him. He did say that. We didn't choose him. He chose us to be in his generation, right? And a royalty flows through your veins. So, and he has made you a kingdom of priests. You are a priesthood to offer sacrifices. As a priest, we wake up, we put more wood into the fire, we rekindle the fire. The fire on the altar must not go down. That was the instruction of the king to us. The king said it to us, no, that altar should go. No, that fire on the altar must not go down. On a daily basis, and that was what they gave us on this platform. On a daily basis, you must continually rekindle the fire with the wood. Put more wood. Check together, you see the fire will ignite again. And exactly what we are doing. So we are the priesthood. We're putting more wood, offering sacrifices of praises unto our King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, casting our golden crowns before his majesty. Glory to God. And holy nation. Holiness becometh his house. Holiness is in your vein. He said, be you holy as I am holy. A peculiar people. My goodness. We are peculiar. We are not like them. We are special. We are peculiar. So as you see yourself, it is not by bragging. We are not boasting. We are just making our boast in the Lord. Bible says, they that glory, let them glory in the Lord. We're glorying in the Lord. Jeremiah chapter number, I can't remember. Jeremiah is the grace will help us. He that glory must glory in knowing the Lord. We are making our boast in the Lord. We are glorying in the fact that we know him. So when you want to glory, don't glory about what you have. What do I have that was not given to me? Don't glory about what you have or what you don't have. Glory that you know him. That is your Father. Have you seen my Father? Have you seen my God? The King of glory himself? The one that has given me an inheritance. So, and now to show forth his praises, the praises of he that has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. That's about that. So, like I said, let me now go to my beach. that I wanted to share. I'm so happy. I'm grateful for this privilege of the kingdom that we are in. Because we see the kingdom of this earth is running to an end. It's chaotic. They can't even sort things out. They are just turmoils, but we will continue to pray for them. But we thank God for where we are. Just like what we can see, look at the children of Israel in the land of Goshen, and look at the people of Egypt. So many plagues, so many things are happening to them. But look at what happened in Goshen. Peace. None of those plagues gets to the children of Israel in the land of Goshen. That is it. So we are in God's kingdom. God's kingdom. That's where we are. Precious kingdom. Powerful kingdom. Glorious kingdom. Oh my God. Name it. Blessed kingdom. Triumphant kingdom. Exalted kingdom. That is where you are. That's how precious you are to have been part of this kingdom. So we're not going to sing, I want to be a part of the kingdom. We're already part of the kingdom. I'm going to rewrite that song. I am already part of the kingdom. We're already part of the kingdom. We're already part of the kingdom. Come on, everybody. We'll bring many souls to this kingdom. We are just grateful to be part of this kingdom of God, to be a member of the kingdom of the Most High God, the glorious kingdom, the wonderful kingdom, the blessed kingdom. Hallelujah. That's where we are operating from. The King of Kings is the King of our kingdom. The Lord of Lords is the King of our kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that is Hebrews 12, verse 22. Hebrews 12, 22 says, but ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, hallelujah, the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Amen. That is where we are operating from. That is where you are living. That is where you are dwelling. That is your dwelling place. That is your home. That is our home. That's where we are. And that's where we're operating from. And so that's where our spirit man is. And so, but our members are here on earth, and we continue to mortify the deeds of our member, to put things in control, to die daily to the flesh, so that the name of God will be glorified, and continue to ascribe all the glory back to the Lord, because He has given us the health to be the sons of God. So thank God for that. Hallelujah. We appreciate you, Lord, for that privilege, Lord. We appreciate you so much for all that you have done in our midst. We thank you. We lift your name on high. You alone are God eternal. You are King of glory. You are the Lord of hosts. And we're so, so grateful. We're so grateful, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I want us to talk about, I want us to ascribe the glory to God. And I want to share some scriptures about who this religion, what this Jesus is, in an alphabetical order. And that will take us in the next 30 minutes. By 1:30, that will be fine. 1:30, please, Mommy Maggie. Please, let's just give me a check. Checkmate me on that one. It's okay, ma'am. We are in it together, Mommy. Here, you know. We are in it together. So, yeah, so just checkmate me. This is 8 minutes past one. UK time, and then when it is about 1:30, please just checkmate me and say so that everybody can share. Is that okay? So we want to ascribe all the glory to Jesus
Christ. I'll give you a thumbs up when it is time.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. So I want to ascribe all the glory to this, our majestic King. And our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords. When you know Him, you want to love Him. When we know Him through the scriptures, we want to love Him more. That He has been from the beginning. He has been the one from the beginning, working it out in His own way. Till today, the 13th of March 2025. He has been working it out before the foundation of the world till today. Oh my God. What a good God you are. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty Father you are. Hallelujah. Oh my God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. Hey, Kaza Toli Diba Santa Diabada Satariaba Lord. We are crowning you, Lord, with many crowns. Hallelujah. And according to Revelation chapter number 1, verse 8, he is the Alpha and the Omega. Our Father is the Alpha and Omega. So we want to crown him as the Lord of Lords, as the Alpha and the Omega. No one else but him deserve all the glory. So much. Revelation chapter number 1 and in verse 8. Because we've talked that he's beckoned us into his kingdom, and now we want to give him all the glory that he deserves. He did say that in verse 8, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. So we're going to crown him as the Lord. We crown you as the Almighty God. We crown you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We want to crown him in Revelation chapter number 1, verse 18. 18 is alive forevermore. That is him. Verse number 18 says, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. That is our Father. Is the one that's called alive forevermore. Is the all-knowing Father. Psalm number 139, verse 1 to 6. Mm-hmm. All-knowing. What it is you are thinking in your heart as you are there, he knows it all. Everything is open and bare before him to whom we have to do. Ah, majesty, sir. Majesty on high. Psalm 139. Hallelujah. And in verse 1 to 6, the Lord God Almighty, our Father, the King of the glory, the King that is seated upon his majestic throne, declared himself as the Lord God Almighty, and he is the all-knowing God. O Lord, thou hast searched me and knowest me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and hath acquainted me with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Verse 5, thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. That is our Father, the all-knowing, the all-knowing Father, Jesus. All in all, the Father, our Father is all and in all. Colossians chapter number 3 and in verse 11. Is all in all. No one else but him. Oh, we are crowning you with so many crowns today. So ready to wear, to praise him with all this accolades. This is who he is. And we can see he's clear. Colossians chapter number 3 and in verse 11. Where there is neither Greek nor Jews, circumcision nor uncircumcision. Right? Barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free. But Christ is all. And in all, that is your Father. That is my Father. That is the King of our kingdom. Is all and in all. So he's in you and he's in me. Hallelujah. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Is the author of eternal salvation. Hebrews 5 and in verse 9. Author and the finisher of our faith. But let's go to the one I'm going to read for that one first. The author, he began the journey himself, the author of our life. is the author of your life and the author of my life. He has written good things about you. Bible says glorious things are written of you. Oh child of Zion. Glorious things are written of you. So is the author. He writes. My goodness. Thank you, Lord. The author of eternal salvation. Hebrews chapter number 5 and in verse 9. That is who this our Father God is. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. My goodness, we will obey you, Lord. We will continue to obey you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, for the joy that was set before you, he endured hardness. That's in another place. Author is the author of your life. Author of my life is the finisher. He started it and he's going to, and that's why he's the Alpha and the Omega. That is the Father that you, that gave back to you. That is your good, good Father. Good, good Father that we have. The author of eternal salvation. The prophet could not do it. The laws could not do it. The Son of God came to do it. And he said, hear ye him. My goodness. We will continue to hear you, my God. Because you are the author of eternal salvation. You have obtained eternal redemption for us. Thank you, Lord. What about Hebrews 12:2? Hebrews 12, chapter number 2. That is the author and definition of our faith there. Hebrews chapter number 12 and in verse 2. And in verse 2 said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. That is our Father, the author of eternal salvation, the author of life, the author and the finisher of your faith, the author of your, author. I'm thrilled to know that he's the author. So he has written good things about you. It is written glorious things. Blessed is in the volume of the book. It is written of you because he's the author. It is written of you to do his will and your will. His will we will do. Hallelujah. What he says we will do. What he commands we will do. Because we have received the grace. The grace, the abundant grace, the manifold grace to do his bidding. Hallelujah. Oh, we crown you with so many crowns, oh God. You've got so many crowns. We crown him as the author of life. We crown him as the Alpha and Omega. We crown him as the Lord of Lords. We crown him as alive forevermore. We crown him as the author of eternal salvation. We crown him as the author of our faith. Hallelujah. He's got so many crowns. Oh, my goodness. He's got so many crowns. You wore that victor's crown. You overcame. You overcame. Ah! Kazatele Jesus, the author of life himself. The sweet father. The sweetest name in the tongue of the seraphim. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. So, we're crowning him. A big part, we're going to crown him as the balm of Gilead. Is there any wound? Is there any wound that needs to be soothed? The balm of Gilead is here. Jeremiah chapter number 8, verse 22. The balm of Gilead. So, Lord, we crown you as our healer. We crown you as a healing. Healing is flowing through your veins. Healing is in your wings. Oh, my satire. Father, we crown you so much, oh God. With healings in your wings, oh God. Healing is dropping. God has anointed. Holy satire. Ah, the balm of Gilead. And thank you for soothing the heart of your children, Lord. For soothing them, my God. Oh, Zata, emotional healing. Kada Zataha. Emotional healing. Because you are the balm of Gilead. Jeremiah chapter number 8 and verse 22. Oh, the balm of Gilead. It's rubbing on us. Rubbing his balm. Soothing our back. All those joint aches. All those knee pains to our fathers in the house, or our mothers in the house, all those arthritis. The balm of Gilead is in the house. The balm of Gilead. The Lord Jesus Christ himself. Jeremiah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Chapter number 8 and in verse 22. Ooh, the last verse. Is there no balm in Gilead? That was a question being asked. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughters of my people recovered? The Lord is asking. But Lord, we are answering you. You are the balm of Gilead. You are in our midst. You are the greatest physician. We crown you as the balm of Gilead. We crown you as the greatest physician, Lord God Almighty. You are the king of our kingdom. Ah, we appreciate you. And therefore, we, your daughters, we have recovered. We, your sons and daughters, are recovered because you are the balm of Gilead. So we crown you as the balm of Gilead. What about he being our sin bearer? My goodness. You pay the debt you did not owe. I hold the debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. Oh, and now I can sing a Browning song, Amazing Grace. Lord Jesus, pay the debt that we could never pay. He's our sin bearer. We crown you, Lord, as our sin bearer. We crown you, Lord. 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 We crown you. We crown you. We crown you, Lord. Oh, Lord. We crown you as our king bearer, the king's bearer, the sin bearer, the sin bearer. You bore our sins. You took away our shame and our reproach. You changed us. You took away the filthy garments. Thank you so very much. Sin bearer, Hebrew chapter number 9 and verse 28, is our sin bearer. He bore your sins. And even in Isaiah chapter 53, you know, he took away our sins. There was no beauty that we should desire him. Oh, it was made beyond description, beyond recognition. Because of my sins and your sins was laid upon him. The iniquity of us was upon him. And by his stripes we were healed. We thank God. So we crown him as our sin bearer. Hebrews 9:28. Our sin bearer. He took it upon himself. He that knew no sin. That we can become the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. That is our king's bearer for you. That is what it is he did. Christ was once offered. He offered his life for us. He gave his life for the life of the world. He took away our sins. Ah, no wonder the there was darkness. When he gave up, there was darkness. There was earthquake. That was that the king of glory. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord. We crown him as before all things. Colossians 1:17. Colossians chapter number 1 and in verse 17. Is what? Hey, is before all things. And he is before all things. And by him all things consist. Oh my God. We crown you as before all things, Lord. If I even move a little bit forward, upward, verse 16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And is before all things. And by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the first begotten, the first born from the dead. He is all things in all things he might have the preeminence. I'm going to read that verse 18 again. And he is the head of the body, the church, hallelujah, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence, majesty, sir. Majesty to you, God. I've had 6 more minutes. Majesty to you, God. We crown you as before all things. By you all things consist. You are the head of principalities and powers. You are the creator of all things, the heavens and the earth. Heaven that is yours, you created it. earth that you gave to us, you created it. Whether there are visible things that we can see, you created. Even the invisible things, you created it. Whether there be thrones, you created all the thrones. The dominions, you have it. You are the head of principalities and powers. You have all the might, all the power. All things are created by you and for you. My goodness. My goodness. We crown you as the Lord of, and you are now our own Father. What a grace. What a privilege to have the Lord God Almighty, who created everything, to be our own Father, and we have access to Him, my Lord. We are eternally grateful, sir. Thank you so very much for being there continually. We crown you with so many crowns. We are using this, one of these keys you gave us, Lord, to bless you. The one of it is praises. We have seen how you are, how great you are from the beginning, the Bible of Gilead, everything you are, everything consists by you. You hold the whole world together by the word of your mouth. Be thou exalted, majesty of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Ha. What about him being our daily bread? Bread of life. Bread of life came down from heaven. Ha. Many things you have got. Oh, you are the living God, bread of life, bread of life. He said to them, your fathers gave you bread in the wilderness. Are you greater than our father that gave? My goodness, they did not know that he is more than the bread that they ate, the manna they ate. This is a daily bread that we are eating, bread of life. The one that gives, he said, I will give you bread and you will not perish anymore. We are eating of the bread of, oh my God. There is a bread of life, and it's our daily bread. He's feeding us, giving us energy, giving us stamina, giving us all that we needed. Bread of life. The bread of life. That is our Father. The bread of life. The manna. John 6:35. He's our bridegroom. The groom is coming. We are his bride, and he's our groom. My God. That's why we are crying, Father. We crown you as the bread of life. We crown you as a bridegroom. We crown you as a bright and morning star. Oh, we crown you as a captain of our salvation. Joshua 5:14-15, captain of our salvation. He is the captain of our salvation. He is the chosen of God. The captain of our salvation. And I will find out in Joshua 5:14-15. I may not be reading those scriptures again because of the timing. I want us to see this God. He is the captain of our salvation. And therefore, our ship cannot capsize because he's the captain. He knows where to navigate. Huh? He knows where the storm is. That was why he was in that boat. And the boat, and there was a storm. And they were saying, careful, not that we perish. They did not know. The captain of the salvation was in the sea. And the ship cannot capsize. There is peace where he lies, the master. Where the master lies, oh my God, there is peace. Ooh, shut up. Satiliaba. Thank you. There is the captain of our salvation is here with us. The captain of our salvation is with us. The captain of our salvation is here with us. Oh my God. Now as I say, peace be still. So what is that turmoil? What is that situation that is facing you? The captain of your salvation is with us. Hallelujah. He's a chinless one. That's why we're not consumed. So, he's a chinless one. He said, I am the Lord, and the son of Jacob cannot be consumed. Let's go there. Malachi 3:6 is a changeless God. He changeth not. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word will not pass away. He himself changeth not. He's the king of our kingdom. The king of our kingdom. Changeless one. Malachi 3:6. Malachi 3:6. The changeless God. Thank you, Lord. For I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, ye sons of the kingdom, are not consumed. One more to go. One more minute. Ye sons of the kingdom are not consumed. So we can never be consumed by any situation, whether in Nigeria, whether in America, with the executive order, whatever it is. Because our Father changed not. The King of our kingdom is on his throne. He has made us kings unto himself. He is a changeless one. He is the Lord. He said, I am, this is his CV. This is his testimony. He said, I am the Lord. The Lord means he's the owner. The ownership of heaven and earth. When I say a landlord, means the owner of the house. Yeah. So he's the Lord of the whole heaven and the earth. He said he changed not, and therefore will not consume. So I'm going to pray that my time is up. I'm already running late, so I'm going to leave the time for us. When I have opportunity again, I will share about who he really is all through the scriptures. But we'll stop it there now. I'm going to pray. Father, we are so grateful. Eternal Father, we are so thankful. Ah, what an honor. What a privilege to have you as our Father, the King of our kingdom, the one that is supplying us, the one that is caring for the sheep shepherd, the one that is only mindful of his children. My Father, we appreciate you, Daddy God. You are so, so good. We crown you with so many crowns. You are the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, our El Shaddai, Elohim, Adonai. They were sin bearer, our all in all, our A to Z. The Alpha, the Omega, the everything, our Bam and Gilead, our everything. We crown you with so many crowns. We bless on you. We thank you. We love on you. We bless you more and more. We cast our golden crowns before you because you have made us kings unto yourself, O God. So this crown that we are wearing, we are casting before you. You deserve much more because you were the one that was able to open the book and to lose the seven seals thereof. You were so thankful. We are so grateful for having you. So nothing can dissuade us. Nothing can take us away from you. You said you have given us eternal life and therefore we will never perish. To you be the glory, honor, power and majesty forever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. And I yield my mic. So, Mommy, you are the moderator. Over to you, Ma. And to all the shares, please feel free to share. Thank you so very much. I'll use my mic.